Proclamation number 8382 of 16th of January, 1963. Purpose of divine revelations. Whatever spiritual knowledge is offered to you through my love must always serve your soul's higher development if I want to prove my great love to you. For it is only ever concerned with helping you to mature so that you will return to me again in order to become blissfully happy. For you humans live on earth for this purpose, so that you take the path back to me of your own free will. And therefore you must know my will, you must be informed of what you should and should not do in order to help your soul attain higher maturity. You must work on your soul and thus also be guided to do so. And therefore I convey my word to you which clearly and simply informs you of my will, that you should live a life of love and change your selfish love into unselfish neighborly love. If you now comply with my will you will also soon enter a state of bright light, you will gain an inner realization, a knowledge which corresponds to the truth. Thus, for the time being you require a certain knowledge about me myself as your God and Creator and about your relationship with me. And your knowledge will increase depending on your attitude towards my commandments of love. But whatever is revealed to you will only ever be suitable for learning to love me, it will all only have one purpose, that you voluntarily change your nature into love, that you become again what you were in the beginning. And therefore I also reveal to you through my revelations the knowledge about those processes in the spiritual kingdom which are the cause of creation and your earthly life as a human being. For all this knowledge is only intended to contribute towards you getting to know and loving me as the highest and most perfect being and now voluntarily strive towards me on earth and also achieve unification with me. You can indeed penetrate the deepest realizations if your nature is pure love. But as long as you stay on earth you will rarely reach the degree of love which is able to introduce you to the deepest wisdoms. And these will one day be your share in the spiritual kingdom, because then your bliss will know no limit. I only want you to understand that you will always receive what you want from me when spiritual possessions are offered to you directly from above. From me directly from above, you will always receive that which is helpful for your soul to mature, which provides it with the original state again, which lets it become my child as it shall return to me into its father's house. I will not appeal to your intellect but to your heart. I will give the soul the right food, a nourishment on which it can strengthen itself, a medicine through which it can recover. And my ward will always have this one purpose, to help the soul to change back into the original being it was in the beginning. And believe it, I will always address people as a father addresses his child. You will hear words of love and comfort, gentle admonitions and comprehensible teachings will reach you, and your knowledge will constantly grow in accordance with your willingness to listen to my word and live it out. For you will then regain the knowledge which was lost to you due to your apostasy from me. You escape the darkness and enter the circle of light again which, through my constant emanation of love, will envelop all people who desire the light. But you will only be able to stand in fullest realization when the original guilt of your former rebellion against me has been taken from you, when this guilt has been redeemed by Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Redeemer of the world, in whom I manifested myself in order to take this great guilt from you through the greatest sacrifice of atonement ever offered on earth. Thus you humans must also know about this act of salvation and its spiritual reason as well as its effect. And thus I also have to impart this knowledge to you as the most urgent, because you will not be able to record any spiritual ascent if you don't claim the blessings of this act of salvation for yourselves. And thus you will always know whether you can describe revelations as divine if my act of salvation is mentioned as a matter of priority when spiritual knowledge is conveyed to you. You must have a touchstone for every spiritual gift you receive, and I will give you the surest sign of truth if you receive information about Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for humanity's sins in order to redeem them from their guilt. Then you can also believe that I myself convey this knowledge to you and that you receive my word, which will only ever inform you of my greater than great love, which applies to all people who live on earth for the purpose of their final return to me. Then you can believe that pure truth will be conveyed to you through my word, which I myself speak to you so that you will reach your earthly goal. And then you will also be able to represent this spiritual knowledge as divine truth, for bright light will come to you from me, and in the light you will also learn to recognize me myself and love me for all eternity. Amen.